Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Revi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth aliyah of Parshat Emor, we have 22 psukim. This aliyah and the next two aliyot are all together called the Parshat Hamoadim, Perek Chaf Gimel of Vayikra, broken into three aliyot discussing Shabbos and all of the Yamim Tovim in the year. This aliyah specifically discusses the mitzvah of sanctifying the Shabbos and then moves to Pesach, Sfirat HaOmer, and Shavuos. At the end of our aliyah, which is right in the middle of the Parashat HaMoadim, again, the list of all the chagim of the year, right in the middle of that whole Parashat HaMoadim, at the end of our aliyah, the Torah stops briefly and discusses the halachot of leaving certain parts of our field or certain grains from our field for poor people. Again, after discussing the Shavuos Avoda, the Torah then takes one pasuk, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Bet, to tell us of the halachot of certain gifts to poor people, Peya and Leket, that we must give when we are harvesting our fields. And we have to ask the following obvious question. Giving poor people food is, of course, an incredibly important mitzvah. But why would the Torah interrupt the list of the Yamim Tovim to tell us this mitzvah, to tell us this halacha here? And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us on that pasuk, based on the Medrash, that whoever, the reason why the halachot of giving food to poor people, the reason why these mitzvot are listed among the Moadim is in order to teach us that whoever gives poor people food, whoever gives poor people money, is ma'alin alav ki'ilu bana beit hamikdash v'hikriv korbanotav b'tocho, that person, it's as if they built the beit hamikdash and brought korbanot in it. And again, what does that mean? What is the connection between gifts that we give to poor people from our fields and bringing korbanot of the chagim in the Beit HaMikdash? Perhaps one can suggest that the answer to that question, excuse me, lies in an answer to another question on the same pasuk. The end of the pasuk reads, Le'ani v'lagir ta'azovotam, ani Hashem Elokechem. You must leave these parts of your field to a poor person. And Rashi on these words says, you must leave them for a poor person. You may not help the poor people. They must gather it themselves. You're not allowed to help them. Ani Hashem Elokechem. And the question is why? Why can't we help them? Shouldn't it be obvious the other way? We must help them. So why indeed can't we help them? The following beautiful answer is found in a sefer called Ma'ayanei HaChayim in Chelek Gimel on Parashat Emor. This sefer was written by Rav Chaim Ephraim Zaitchik. He died in 1989. He was the Menahel of the Navardak Yeshiva and of Yeshivat Beit Yosef in Buchach in Poland. And later he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Or Chadash in Yerushalayim. He was a main proponent and propagator of Musar in the spirit of Navardak in Israel. In any case, this is what Rav Zaitchik says, why we can't help a poor person when he's taking things from our field. If the owner of the field were to help the poor person collect the grains of the field, it's possible, maybe even probable, that the owner will feel like it is he who is giving the food to the poor person. He is the owner of the field, and it is he, out of the goodness of his heart, that is bestowing the food to the poor person. But that's a mistake. It's not the owner of the field's food. It's Hashem's food, and it's Hashem, not the owner, who is helping the poor person. The owner of the field has to feel that way and internalize that message, and so does the poor person. The poor person has to internalize that message as well. It's not the owner giving it to me. It's Hashem giving it to me. It's much more dignified for him that way. He's not taking out handouts, but it also sets the poor person, like the owner, in the proper mindset. Hashem is in charge. And for these reasons, the owner has to stand aside. He can't help the poor person. He can't give the poor person anything. And perhaps that answers our first question as well. We asked, why would the Torah interrupt the list of the Yamim Tovim to tell us about gifts to the poor? Perhaps the answer is the same. One of the main themes of the Chagim is to help us gain a recognition that Hashem runs the world, not me. That's what Pesach is about. That's what Sukkot is about. That's why perhaps the Parshat HaMoadim begins with Shabbos again and again, etc., etc. It's all about recognizing that Hashem runs the world, not me. That's the message of the Moadim, and that's the message of the gifts to the poor person. And it's a message that you and I need to internalize every single day. Have a wonderful day, everyone.